Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I saw is that Steve, I forgot his name, from The Office, he just came out and said that they're not going to redo The Office because it's not politically correct anymore. It's too offensive in this day and age.
Really?
I love The Office. It's hysterical.
What's going on?
Is that so sad?
What is going on?
Well, that's what reminded me is like people aren't going to see the movie because it's too offensive because there's no flag.
Then this morning you and I were talking a few minutes ago about this Roseanne thing.
This is crazy.
The Conners, as you know, is the new spinoff from Roseanne since she got let go because of her tweet. They got all this racist backlash. All right, so ABC now has come out yesterday and said, we don't think this Conner thing's going to work.
Can you believe they said that, you guys? Can you believe it? That's big.
ABC executives have come out and said that they miss Roseanne. One said she should have never been fired. It was a hasty decision to fire her. And now looking at the Conners coming up on Tuesday, that it ain't going to work.
They said that too many fans are angered that she was let go and that they are fearful that it will fail.
Yeah.
That is the quote.
All right. Let me tell you what's happened here. Jamie and I both know this. These TV shows, they run them through a thing called focus groups. Mm-hmm. So they pull in a bunch of people, 50, 60, 70, whatever. They pull in a bunch of people and they play it for them. And then they take this like a test. Do you like it? Did you hate it? And blah, blah, blah. It's their focus group. Somewhere along the line, over the past couple of weeks, they've done a focus group and they hated it.
Hated it.
I'm telling you.
That's exactly what happened. You know what? We've all been predicting. I mean, I was just like, I don't even know. But you and Sean have been predicting forever that it's going to flop, like all over town, you know, just...
People watched Roseanne for Roseanne. Yeah.
Well, it was called Roseanne.
Not for everybody else.
It wasn't called Roseanne Conner.
No.
It was called just Roseanne.
Right. And then they also said in this article that a big mistake is the way they kill her off.
Yeah, wood
with
chipper.
Opioids.
Yeah.
Wood chipper.
No, it's pain pills.
I wish you'd go along with my funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a wood chipper.
I wish we could have a little fun with Roseanne and a wood chipper.
Look.
But you have to be it's opioids. I know it's opioids.
Aren't you going to feel bad? You come in here on Wednesday morning, we start getting texts, and we start getting calls, and people say, hey, was it a wood chipper?
No, I'm not going to feel bad.
I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to feel bad that I misled people with a wood chipper.
You really think that people believe that I said wood chipper and it's real?
They're going to put Roseanne in
absolutely
the wood chipper.
What you say is the gospel.
God.
Absolutely.
Wood chipper.
Yeah, I guess the Conners is Tuesday, and they're saying it's going to fail.
Yeah, really, really bad. I was trying to find that article about here it is. It says this, Steve Carell says, The Office. Who doesn't love The Office? Sean, you love The Office.
I love The Office. I still watch it. Yeah, I still watch it.
The Office is not coming back because it wouldn't work in today's sensitive climate. In a recent interview with the Esquire, Carell says his character, Michael Scott's inappropriate behavior wouldn't fly today. We're all too aware of... you know, how it's like everything's offensive. Oh, my God.
I don't know exactly. I'm not familiar with the show. I've never really watched it.
What?
Yeah. How is it out of line with today?
I don't think it is, but I have a different...
I'm just asking. As a person that's not watching, what is it about that show that makes it out of line politically today?
That's what she said. Remember the CPR scene?
Yeah.
And so that's iconic.
He was so rude and sexist to Pam, Michael Scott. Was like, here's Pam. She's the hottie in the office. Well, when she does herself up. Today, not so much.
Oh. So, like, things like...
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was super funny.
It was so funny.
Yeah, Michael Scott was great.
Well, the whole show was great. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
It's gone.
Is it? Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Because you know why? I don't know how our show is still standing, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I just put Roseanne in a damn wood chipper.
Yeah, I know. It's so true.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I have my doubts when I leave here during the day. driving home. What just happened? How's that snail doing here? Hey, speaking of CPR, I got a little thing here for you.
What do you have?
I got a little thing here, a public service announcement for you.
All right.
A hospital yesterday put this out and put it on Twitter out of New York. They have a CPR playlist.
Well, it's staying alive, right?
Well, there's others on the list. But
they added more?
They added their,
I only know staying alive.
Well, they've got more. I've got more for you. They put together 40 songs that have 100 beats per minute. And I guess that's the CPR.
Why are they adding more? We all went to staying alive. That was always our go-to song.
Some people don't like the Bee Gees, maybe. Yes, okay?
That's crazy.
All right, here's one. They say this one is 100 beats per minute.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder.
That's save a life right there. If you'll just hum that as you do CPR.
You stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting.
And of course, as you said, this one is a staple.
This is
staple.
My go-to. See, I can save your life to this one.
Plus, it's called Staying Alive. I think this one would be my favorite. Here we go. Hang on 1 second here. Boom.
You are the dancing queen.
Singing this as I save a life. Here's the last one. I don't know how this one made the list.
This is just so sad. Like, I'm singing this all happy, and then I realize what we're talking about. It's
we're
me giving
saving
CPR.
A life. That's a wonderful thing.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah,
no. Oh, I can't do that.
I don't hear this one, do you?
Me either.
I don't know if I would be standing over somebody saying, I'm sorry.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm sorry as you're dying. I'm sorry.
I don't want a Bieber song.
Crying a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you start humming a Bieber song, that person's going to say, just let me go.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let me go.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.